May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, our blessed Savior, the one we bow down before this day in worship. Amen. The text is the epistle today from 2 Corinthians 12, Paul's thorn in the flesh, his weaknesses. Let us pray. Lord, as always, richly bless the preaching and the hearing of your word this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you love thorns? You go out to your garden or to your flower bed there, and you can't wait to see thorns and be pricked by thorns. Anybody, you just thank God for thorns. Well, as you heard the epistle today, St. Paul, in a way, thanks God for his thorn in the flesh. He talks about being content in his weaknesses, how he will boast about his weaknesses. He's rejoicing in his thorns. As I mentioned when I read the readings, today's theme of the readings really is one of rejection. Thorns, insults, trials, tribulations, these come upon the Christian, not just the non-Christian. They come upon the Christian too, sometimes more so upon the Christian, for we're persecuted by the world because we're Christian. How are we to see these things? We don't like thorns in the flesh. We don't like pain. We don't know what Paul's thorn was. Some think it was blindness, that when he saw the light of Christ, he was blinded and he never really fully recovered his sight. We don't know. Maybe he was partially blind. He couldn't see well. Some think it was epilepsy. Why? I don't know. Some think the thorn in his flesh was his persecution. That wherever he went, the Jews tried to kill him. He was persecuted and he just couldn't take hardly always being persecuted for his faith in Christ. We don't know for sure. Whatever it was, it caused him pain and suffering. And so we have our thorns in the flesh too. Whenever suffering comes to us, we often ask the question, why? Why me, God? Why this? Why that? Why that tragedy? Why is that person sick? Why do they have cancer? Why does that child suffer? Why, God? Why, why? Let me use the word why today, W-H-Y, to give you three reasons why God allows thorns in the flesh. How God uses them for our good. And how we, in a way, can thank God for thorns in the flesh, for trials. We can rejoice in them. W-H-Y, three good things God works even through thorns in the flesh. The W stands for witness. When we suffer, when we have trials and tribulations, when we have thorns in the flesh, it's then, precisely then, that God is molding us, transforming us to be a better, more powerful witness for Him before the world. You see, when things are very good in our lives, when we are healthy and wealthy and life's going good, the world out there questions our faith. They question our faith and they question the sincerity of it. They would say to us, it's easy for you to believe. You're healthy. You're wealthy. Life is good for you. You have a great job. You make money. Of course, it's easy for you to believe in God. God's blessed you. So they wonder about our faith. Is it really sincere or do we just believe because God's blessed us so much? You know, Job was like that, right? Job had everything, and Satan says to God, the only reason he believes is because you've given him so much. Take it away, and he'll curse you. Then, of course, to the rest of the story, Job, in great weakness, in great despair, is a great witness because he shows his faith in God, doesn't he, the rest of the story? And we talk about it today. When you suffer, people see what you're made of. All the excess, all the idols are stripped away when we suffer. Things don't matter so much when we suffer. Sports don't matter, the job doesn't matter, money doesn't matter, possessions, the size of the house, cars, that doesn't matter so much when we really suffer and have a thorn in the flesh. People see what we're made of in here. If we're made of Christ, it'll show. If we have faith, it'll show that much more. If not, we'll be shown to be a hypocrite. One or the other, God is doing. Paul elsewhere talks about us being jars of clay. And in this jar of clay, God has put a treasure. That treasure is His Son. That treasure is Christ. He's the treasure. We're jars of clay that hold Christ. God's purpose for us on this earth is not to polish the clay jar and keep the clay jar nice and clean and spotless. That's not His purpose. To make our bodies look so good, we're healthy all the time, we don't have a worry in the world. That's not God's purpose. His purpose is that the treasure in us be shown to others. God wants the treasure in us, Christ, to be shown to others, to get the treasure up. The others have the treasure of Christ. But God must get rid of the jar first, doesn't he? And sometimes to show that treasure in us, he has to crack the jar. And as the jar cracks, you begin to see, wow, look what's inside. There's a treasure in there. Incredible. The jar goes away and there's the treasure. So the next time you suffer, and we all suffer, and there's thorns in the flesh, God, if you will, is cracking the jar a bit that the treasure in you be shown. And be sure to show the treasure of Jesus. I taught my four kids when they were younger how to hit a baseball. How do you teach a kid to hit a baseball? You don't just stand them up and give them a bat and throw the ball at them. They won't hit the ball. My kids are a little bit different on that matter, but normal kids don't do that. You pitch the ball to them and they don't hit it. Usually you have to stand behind the kid and hold the bat for him, right? As he holds the bat, you hold the bat with him and you help him hit the ball. Watch the ball and you hit it. And usually the two-year-old or three-year-old will resist you. I'll hit it myself, Dad. Let me hit it myself. I'll do it myself, Dad. Get away, Dad. I'll do it myself. And he swings and misses and swings and misses and swings and misses. He can't hit the ball. Doesn't do anything. And so you got to walk up behind him and, as I did, kind of just weaken your arms. Don't hold it so tight. Just hold on loosely. Dad will hold it tight. Weaken your arms and let me swing. And as I swing, bam, another home run. A home run. Wow. Dad, look at what I did. I'm chuckling. Yeah, like you did it, kid. But when the child is strong, they don't do anything. It's when they become weak and let Dad take over, they hit the ball. When we suffer, our Father is weakening us. Be weak. Soften yourself. Be weak that he may do great things through us. I'm not talking hitting home runs. I'm talking showing his love and his grace, his mercy to other people. Don't resist him. Rejoice in how he's using you. The H would be for heaven. One good purpose is that we be a better witness. We show people what we're really made of, that we really do believe. H is for heaven. When we suffer, when we have thorns in the flesh, God would direct our minds and our hearts to heaven, our true home. When we have pain here on earth, and the pain is great and constant, we think then of the peace and paradise of heaven where there is no pain. And that's a very good thing. We don't think enough about heaven. When we suffer and have thorns in the flesh, we begin to think about heaven. I want to be out of this earth and go to heaven where there is no pain or any suffering. It's in suffering that we learn perspective, which we need to learn. It's in suffering that we learn that life is fragile. Life is short. Life can be taken away at any time. The Bible says life is but a fleeting breath. It's fragile. And therefore, because life on this earth is short and temporary and fragile, don't become too attached to this earth. Don't be so consumed with this earth and the things of earth. You have a much greater future called heaven. That's the real land we're going to. Think about that. Prepare for that. Think of things eternal. The Word of God, communion, your baptism. These things are eternal. They give real life. The other stuff doesn't give real life. It's just fragile. It's gone. And it's in suffering that we learn that sense of perspective of eternity. I ask the kids, where's the best place to live? Where's the best place to live? America? Yeah, we thank God for America. It's a great land that God has given us to live in. Thank God for that. Over this weekend and every day for that matter. I don't want to just live in America though, friends. I have a higher goal than America. I have a higher goal than live back in Indiana, believe it or not. Or live here in Tennessee. It's a great place. Where do we want to live? Say it with me. Where do we want to live? Heaven. Heaven is our home. I'm but a stranger here. There you go. I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. I'm just passing through. And life can be hard as I pass through and there's sufferings. But I won't get so attached. I'm just passing through. My real home is heaven. I'll attach myself to the one who gets me there, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of God and his cross. You know, I read this week where the color gray is becoming more and more accepted here in America. Did you read that? What's the business that makes ladies' products, L'Oreal, is it? L'Oreal or something like that. They make hair products for women. And I read where they're not selling so good because many women now, 40 years or older, are accepting a little gray in their hair. A little gray is okay. Age gracefully. A little gray is all right. Well, as Christians, I don't want to be gray. I'm getting gray, already fat, already about bald. Don't like it a whole lot. All right? We don't want to be gray. We want to be glorious. I want to shine in glory. I don't want to age gracefully. I don't want to age at all. Who here likes to age? I don't want to age. I want to live forever. And in heaven, I will live forever. I will age here, yes. We'll get older. We'll get gray. That's life. But we're going to be in glory. We're going to shine like the sun and the stars. We're not going to age at all in heaven. We're in eternity. And that's our true home. And God points our minds and our hearts there more when we suffer. When life is good, we don't think a whole lot about that because life's good. When life is tough, we put our minds to that. And that's a good thing. God's getting our attention. Do you know what life's really about? Where you're going? You ready to die? The why is for yield. It's in suffering that God teaches us to yield to Him, to be humble. Paul says in the epistle twice, to keep him from being too elated about... Paul had this great vision of heaven. And he could have bragged about it. Oh, I was taken up to heaven. I could brag about how I was taken to heaven itself. What about you? Did you have a vision like that? But Paul says, I was given a thorn in the flesh to keep me humble. He prayed three times, God, take it away. And God said, no. This is the great apostle who did lots of miracles. And God said, no. You're going to live with that thorn. Whatever it is, you're going to live with it. To keep you humble. Because Paul had a lot of pride. Anybody here not suffer with pride? I got tons of pride. You got tons of pride. And if you don't think that, then you really, really got a lot of pride if you don't see it. And so our sufferings keep us humble. That we yield. When you come to a yield sign, what do? Well, I know you speed up and beat the other guy through, don't you? No. You're supposed to slow down and let the other guy go first. Suffering slows us down. Slow down, God. Slow down and yield to me. Humble yourself. Confess your sins. Realize your need for me. Cling to the Word of God. Cling to the sacrament. Cling to the cross. Hold on. You can't save yourself. You're weak. You can't save yourself. You need me. Hold on. Trust, faith, yielding, submission. That's what God's teaching us through suffering. We thank Him for it then. Because we're all stubborn, pride people. If we didn't suffer, we'd go way astray from God, wouldn't we? If God didn't allow suffering and bring suffering to us, to weaken us. Yesterday was Independence Day. I'm here to say every day for the Christian is not Independence Day. Every day for the Christian is Dependence Day. Happy Dependence Day. Say it to your neighbor. Happy Dependence Day. Go ahead. Happy Dependence Day, First Lutheran. We're not independent. We are dependent on our God. We depend on the cross. We depend on the resurrection. We depend on our baptism. We depend on the body and blood. We depend on the gospel. We depend on the absolution. Without that, we're all going to hell. So every day is a dependence day on God. We can't do anything. I know you wouldn't hear that at your 4th of July celebration. We'd hear about how great we all are. VBS, we sing this in Sunday school. What's the children's song that we teach our kids right off the bat? How's it go? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. How can we teach our kids they're weak? People would say, don't teach your child he's weak. Teach your child to be independent and strong and powerful. He can do anything. In the church, we teach children, you're weak. You're a sinner. Confess it. Without Jesus Christ, you have nothing. And the quicker you learn that, the quicker you confess your sins and be humble and yield to God, the better. Humble yourself. Repent of your sins. When I am weak, then I am strong. I read a quote this week. It caught my attention. The quote says, never test the depth of the water with both feet. Never test the depth of the water with both feet. Not bad advice for the things of this world. Watch how much you trust. Watch how much you risk. Don't apply that to Christ. I'm here to say, test Jesus Christ with both feet, with both hands, with both ears, with your mouth and your eyes. Give your entire being to Jesus. Test the love of God with both feet. Rely on Him. Depend on Him. Cling to Him. Hunger for Him. Thirst for Him. He alone is our salvation. So, we don't like thorns in the garden. We don't like thorns in the flower bed. But may we all, in a way, rejoice when we have a thorn in the flesh. God is molding us to be a better witness, the W. God is directing our minds to heaven, the H. God would teach us to humble ourselves, to yield to Him, the Y. Yes, may we rejoice even in our thorns. Amen.